USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is now nearly 5,000 people. President Trump said during his press briefing he's not ready to issue a national stay-at-home order so he can give some states flexibility they might need. But Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of those who thinks that's a bad idea.
Without a national strategy, without a uniform policy, this is going to go on longer than it needs to, and more lives are going to be lost more than we otherwise would.
Whitmer says with a surge in cases, there are shortages of personal protective equipment, too few hospital beds, and ventilators in her state. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says it's the same thing where he is.
There are shortages all over the place. I talked to a bunch of hospital workers and healthcare workers last night, and they told me they don't have what they need.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in three South Florida counties.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
10 Florida counties have had stay-at-home orders. The rest will join them on Thursday. California Governor Gavin Newsom has updated his plans, too.
We're preparing for a two-thirds increase in our hospital bed capacity in this state. We are preparing to meet that, not just in terms of the physical needs within that system, but also making sure we have the appropriate protective gear, the ventilators, and, of course, personnel.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recommends everyone in his city wear a mask to combat the virus. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 973 points, the S&P 500 down 114, and the NASDAQ down 339. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One presidential hopeful is worried about upcoming primaries because of the pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Wisconsin to delay its presidential primary next week due to the coronavirus outbreak. Sanders suggests that states allow for residents to cast their votes by mail instead of lining up at the polling booth.
We don't want people to have to risk their lives in order to cast the vote. I think the proper process is, as quickly as possible, is for all states to allow people to vote by mail.
Sanders also on his realistic chances of winning the Democratic nomination.
We are taking a hard look at our campaign. We do have a narrow road, a path to victory. It's going to be a tough fight, and we are assessing where we are at.
More Americans are hitting the bottle as they stay at home because of the pandemic. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The most recent data from Nielsen indicates U.S. sales of alcoholic beverages rose by 55% in the week ending March 21st. Spirits, wines, beers, all seeing nearly or over 50% increases in sales when compared to 1 year earlier. Experts say that most of the rises occurred in conjunction with various states issuing stay-at-home orders, even in some cases when the liquor stores are still allowed to be open. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.